with us on the phone. We're happy to have Jesse Attard. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Yourself?
Thank you for chatting to us.
Thanks for having me.
You've got a big show that's coming up really soon. And this big show is happening at the Redcliffe Center on Friday, October 24th. How long have you been doing the Led Zeppelin show that you're doing? And we'll describe it in more detail shortly.
I've been doing it about 3 or 4 years now.
And you've got it pretty much down the right track where you want to be. Your vision is out there. And of course, you do a spectacular show with lots of bells and whistles, and I dare say some light shows as well.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's just as the years go by, the show gets tighter and tighter and bigger. It's definitely going down the right track.
So now in your third year, you must have it down pat as far as the playlist you play. Give us an example of some of the songs that you go through during your show.
We do all the, you know, you got to do all the hits, all the big ones like, you know, Whole Lot of Love and Communication Breakdown, Stairway, you know, all those ones. But we put some lesser known ones in there as well, just for the diehards and even ourselves, just fun ones for us that we've always wanted to play. And it's gotten a real tight set now where everything seems to be a banger for everyone. And yeah, we've had good compliments on our set list, so yeah, which is good.
Run us through the band members. Who have you got there with you, and who do they play, and who do you play?
I'm the singer, lead vocals. We got Dean on lead guitar. He's a Sunshine Coast boy. And Ian Graham on bass, who's a Redcliffe local, so nice home show for him. And John on drums. Yeah, there's about 8 brain cells between the three of them, but they're all fantastic musicians.
Now, we got to remember, folks, and as I'm talking to you, it's hard to believe that you pack all that stuff into a 2-hour package when you're live.
Yeah, we do it somehow. Even in between the songs, there's a big screen behind us, and it has narration come on between a couple of songs here and there where it tells stories about the band and, you know, videos and photos of the band and about, you know, 30, 40 second stories in between us playing. So it's a different dynamic that nobody else really does.
So dare I take it, there's a little bit of banter, a little bit of discussion, a little bit of taking people for the journey about the lives and times of the original Led Zeppelin, which was so huge in this world. You take them back with you on this journey by some talking about the times, the life, Led Zeppelin, and yourselves, I guess, in a mix.
It's all about the Led Zeppelin, really. We like to, you know, honor them in our way, and with the great music that they wrote and the stories that the narration tells in between the songs. There was so many amazing tour stories that happened with the band. So we thought, you know, what better way than to play their stuff and share the stories in between.
Take you back about 3 years when you first started. Did you ever think that you'd be talking now as passionately about what you do and what Led Zeppelin is remembered for being in the way that you are now back then?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, because we've always sort of, myself and the guys, we've always had the sort of adage that if you're going to do it, you do it right. So you don't sort of half-ass it, and we haven't. So we've put, you know, 100% into everything with this show and everything we do with it, and it's paying off.
I guess I would realize, and this is only my imagination running wild, as it does, that you would have to spend a plethora of hours just studying videos, the technique, the mannerisms, reading the history, reading every book you can find, listening to every song you could do, and study it in detail. Is that the sort of process that you went through from day one?
Yeah, pretty much. We would rehearse twice a week, every week, for about probably 8 months before we even touched a stage. So and then we still do, you know, to keep it as tight as it is.
So for today's time right now that you're doing what you do after 3 years, you're still rehearsing, what, 2-3 times a week?
No, we've knocked it down to once a week now, but okay. Yeah, but you know, just gotta keep it fresh.
And just how much does the music change, like the tracks that you perform? How often are they rotated around?
Probably around every 12 months. Mm. There's obviously certain songs that you have to keep in the set that people are expecting. Mm. But even just to keep it fresh for ourselves, you know, we try and keep it, the songs sort of in a 12-month rotation. So, you know, if you come and see in the show 12 months ago, it's a different show than what you're going to see now. Yeah.
So tell me, in, say, let's take it 5 years from now, 2030, roughly. Where do you want to be?
Oh, God.
Where do you hope to be? Where do you envision to be? What's your feeling?
Well, hopefully by then we'll be doing, keep hitting the bigger rooms and move it up to the next level and start doing some even bigger rooms. That's the plan anyway.
Could international travel, New Zealand, Fiji, America, I'm guessing here, but could that be part of the plan?
Yeah, for sure. Myself and the boys have been over to Europe a few times already, so
as playing in front of a crowd sort of thing?
Yeah.
How did that go?
Oh, fantastic. It's a different world over there. They love, they love their music. Actually, just as it's the one thing I love about doing Redcliffe is they're a real music town. So, music loving town, I should say. It's always a great gig.
Can't get enough of it, can we? Led Zeppelin is a band that has traversed a plethora of everything we know musically. They certainly have been a trailblazer nonetheless and are still played on radio, which is amazing, which is not actually is not amazing because they are that kind of band that you could still play them. And why not? Good songs. You guys are going to be performing from what time at the Redcliffe Entertainment Centre?
I think doors are usually around 7. Mm. We hit the stage about 7:30.
And you put in 2 hours from there.
Yep.
Which takes us, around 10:30, I suppose?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, it's about two and a bit hours, I think.
You guys are going to be rocking the place down. I'll tell you what, if we don't hear vibrations up here, earthquakes, if you will, with what you do up here in Gibraltar, you'll feel it everywhere. Great gig. I tell you what, don't miss out on Zeppelin, the life and times of Led Zeppelin, as you take your audience to an unprecedented rock journey. Don't miss it. Coming up on October 24th at the Redcliffe Entertainment Center. Check our website for all the details. We'll show you all the links, how to book tickets, you name it. You'll get it all there. We'll have that up very shortly. Look, I've got to thank you very much.
Thank you very much.